Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Right party since World War II. Chancellor Olaf Scholz conceded defeat for his center-left Social Democrats. On a social media site, President Trump calling it, quote, a great day for Germany. Ukrainian President Zelensky today saying he would step down if his country were offered NATO membership. Zelensky's remarks come after President Trump accused him of being a dictator without elections and presented him as an obstacle to ending the war in Ukraine. On ABC's This Week, Republican Congressman Representative Mike Lawler saying the blame lies with Russia's leader.
Vladimir Putin is a vile dictator and thug, and he is clearly responsible for the war in Ukraine.
Pope Francis remaining hospitalized, 10th day now in Rome. The Vatican said today that blood tests show the Pope is in early kidney failure. This is ABC News. Purchases of existing homes dropped last month. That's word from the National Association of Realtors.
Existing home sales decreased almost 5% in January. The average previously owned home for sale in the last month spent 41 days on the market. That's the longest period since January of 2020. Inventory is another issue. There's not a lot out there. Plus, mortgage rates remain closer to 7 than 6% and haven't changed much over the last few months. That puts home prices at an all-time high for January.
ABC's Phil Lipoff. There was an emergency landing at LAX. It was a Delta Airlines flight. More than 160 passengers on board leaving from Los Angeles. They were going to Sydney, had to turn around 30 minutes into the trip after some smoke detected in the galley. The airline saying nobody was hurt and passengers rebooked on other flights. Captain America, Brave New World, finished at number one at the box office for its second weekend, but with a steep 68% drop in ticket sales from last week. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction, providing both quality work and competitive prices. Mostly cloudy and somewhat breezy this evening, especially later with a low of 29. Winds will be south around 10, becoming southwest 15 to 20. Partly sunny, breezy, and warmer yet tomorrow with a high of 49. Winds west 8 to 17. And mostly cloudy tomorrow night with a 30% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle by late evening, low 32. Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy. The winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 38 degrees.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Sunday, February 23rd. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Alliant Energy named 11 Wisconsin communities, including Baraboo and Blue River, to receive grants totaling over $50,000 through the company's Community Tree Planting Program, part of its 1 Million Tree initiative. Alliant Energy partners with Trees Forever to help communities develop, select, and plant a diverse mix of trees. A tree expert works with the communities to select the best species for their areas and create care and maintenance plans to ensure the new trees have long, healthy lives. Since 1990, Trees Forever and Alliant Energy have awarded over $8 million in grants and planted more than 1.1 million trees through their partnership and programs in Iowa and Wisconsin. Across Wisconsin, communities are eligible to apply for grants up to $5,000 to fund new trees. Baraboo will receive $5,000 to plant 42 trees, and Blue River will receive $4,900 to plant 19 trees. Public Health Sauk County is urging people to get their annual flu vaccine. Although it is later in the season, Wisconsin is still experiencing a very high rate of influenza. In Sauk County, there have been 55 influenza-related hospitalizations since the start of 2025. This is 9 times the number of hospitalizations seen during the same time last year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, 32% of Sauk County residents have received a flu vaccine for the 2024-25 flu season, which is currently lower than last year's rate. Anyone can get sick with flu, but some groups are at a higher risk of becoming seriously ill, including children younger than 5 years old, adults 65 and older, people with chronic medical conditions, and pregnant people. If you experience warning signs of flu complications, seek medical care right away. Public Health Sauk County offers routine immunizations by appointment by calling 608-355-3290 to set up an appointment. A parent or guardian's written consent is required for all children under 18 years. Vaccines are free for children 18 and under without health insurance or vaccine coverage. Individuals who are Medicaid eligible or uninsured, and for American Indians or Alaska Natives. Adult vaccines are available to anyone 18 plus without health insurance. When COVID-19 became an issue in 2020, many companies allowed their employees to work from home to stay safe. With many companies weighing the advantages and disadvantages of working from home, Organic Valley has created a more creative approach. Kimberly Turnmeyer is the Vice President of Organizational Development at Organic Valley.
We've taken a bit of a different approach to that. We never really went fully remote. We existed in a sort of inconsistent hybrid approach until actually about 2 years ago when we said we should figure out what's going to work for Organic Valley. And we pulled together a cross-functional team to look at this and bring a recommendation forward that we could adopt as an organization. And so at this point, we're about 8 months into the adoption of our approach to hybrid work.
Organic Valley's hybrid work model gives employees options. The company also used a similar hybrid process before the pandemic in 2020.
The way that we've approached hybrid work is to really look at how different roles work, what they need to be on site for, and offer employees some choice in how they work. We have two headquarter locations, one in Lafarge and one in Cashton. So we've always worked since we opened the second building in Cashton. I believe that was in 2016. We've always worked a bit hybrid because we've had employees in two office locations. But obviously, like everybody else, COVID really exacerbated that. And what we found after COVID is employees felt differently about being in the office. And we had a lot of inconsistency in the way that different teams were working.
The hybrid work model balances the company's and employees' needs, which has been beneficial to all.
We kind of aligned around some key ideas that we wanted a consistent approach and policy. We wanted it to offer employee choice, that we wanted to offer people flexibility to the highest degree possible, balancing the needs of the role and the needs of the business, and that we also support our employees to work better together no matter where they're working. And so for some employees, hybrid work may look like 3+ days a week in the office with designated office space. And for others, it might look like 4 to 8 days a month in the office where they reserve workspace when they come into the office. And for our employees that live further away, we did offer for some roles the ability to choose truly remote work.
Kimberly Turnmeyer has seen a more positive work environment using the hybrid approach.
We said that employees could change their employee type, so that high hybrid, low hybrid, or remote if they live outside that radius, on an annual basis. But in the first year, we were going to offer an opportunity for employees to change 5 months in. And we saw very little change in what people selected for employee types at that point of reselection. There were a few people that decided that they missed having a designated office space, and they switched from high hybrid to low hybrid. We had a few people go the opposite direction, but generally what people chose, they've stuck with. So we feel like that is an indicator of satisfaction.
In regards to the Organic Valley hybrid work model, Jeff Frank, CEO of Organic Valley, said in a written statement, "We're proud to lead a hybrid work model that reflects our commitment to our people, our business, and our purpose in a rapidly changing world. Organic Valley's hybrid work model is a testament to our belief that when employees thrive, so does the organization." People are budgeting more than ever, and nearly 9 in 10 think everyone should budget, according to Debt.com. Budgeting is a practical way to stay in charge of your money, even when life gets unpredictable. Having a budget means knowing exactly how much is coming in and going out each month, and planning where and when to spend. Plus, budgeting is essential if you want to pay off debt. The following tips might come in handy as you embark on your journey to financial wellness. The first step is to calculate your monthly net income after taxes and deductions so you know how much you bring home. If you have several sources of income, you may need to check your bank accounts and pay stubs or consult your accountant on this step to be sure you start accurately. Track your spending. Whether you prefer an app on your phone, computer software, or simply a notebook to jot down your expenses, keeping track of your spending is critical. It helps you see where you spend your money rather than where you think you are. Categorize your spending. Create categories based on necessities and luxuries, plus charitable donations. If you have a credit card balances, student loans, or car payments, or any other debt, make debt reductions on one of your categories. Set up a spending budget. You can set a realistic budget once you know where you are spending money. NerdWallet suggests you try the 50-30-20 rule. Allow 50% of your income for your needs, 30% for your wants, and use 20% to pay down debt or save. Choosing a budgeting system. Consider your financial goals and personality and select a budgeting system that works best for you. For example, a cash-based system can help curb overspending. A zero-based budget where you account for every dollar you earn each month is great for people who love to plan. Pay bills on time. Automatic payments can be scheduled beforehand and help avoid late fees and penalties for missed payments. Contribute to your retirement. If your employer has a 401k plan, contribute enough to get the full matching contribution from your employer. If you get a raise at your job, try putting that extra money into your retirement account. You survived on that income for this long, so that you may not miss that extra cash. Save for the big things. Big purchases such as vacations or holiday gifts for the whole family can easily blow your budget. Avoid going into debt for these expenditures by saving up ahead of time and only spending what you were able to save. Many banks and credit unions offer savings clubs that might help. Build an emergency fund. Car repair, home repair, unexpected medical expenses, or job loss can easily throw you off track regarding budgeting. Financial experts suggest setting aside an emergency fund for 6 months of living expenses. If that seems too ambitious, start smaller. An emergency fund of even $500 can get you out of many financial scrapes. For more information or for further inquiries, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. WRCO News Time is 5:14. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center with top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee. Your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Today is Sunday, February 23rd. Rose Mary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center, died February 15th at our house senior living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 Thursday at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Wednesday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rose Mary Wanless, 94, of Richland Center. Mike McNair, 82, of Richland Center, died Thursday. There will be no funeral service. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Mike McNair, 82, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
And due to technical difficulties, we do not have the forecast from Tony Schumacher, so I'll have a rundown of his written forecast and let you know what's going to be happening tonight and through the week. Mostly cloudy conditions tonight and somewhat breezy, especially later. A low of 29, winds south around 10, becoming southwest 15 to 20. Partly sunny, breezy, and warmer yet tomorrow with a high of 49, winds west 8 to 17. Mostly cloudy tomorrow evening with a 30% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle by late evening, low 32, winds west 5 to 10. Partly cloudy and continued mild on Tuesday, a 50% chance of light rain showers by late evening. It could mix with some wet snow late at night, high of 45, winds will become west 5 to 10 miles, becoming south. Any light rain and snow ending in late in the morning on Wednesday, clearing late with a high of 43 and a low of 31. Partly sunny and a bit cooler on Thursday with a high of 41. Mostly cloudy and breezy on Friday, a 30% chance of light rain showers in the afternoon, which could turn into light snow overnight, with a high of 46 and a low of 27. And looking ahead to Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler, flurries are possible, with a high of 33 and a low of 26. And I'll have a rundown of the weather stats coming up right after this.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 36 degrees after a high today of 41 and a morning low of 11. Yesterday's high was 31 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1930 is 60 degrees, with a record low of 15 below set back in 1873. Last year's high was 41 with a low of 25. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:42, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:46. The winds are out of the southwest at 1 mile per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.65, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 36 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Heartland Christmas Trees thanks you for your continued support. Look for their holiday season retail outlets throughout the area. Heenick Printing offers high-speed digital color copies at the most competitive price and high-quality commercial printing and design. Inspired Innovations, love your look with a manicure and pedicure, and the latest in hair services, or relax and rejuvenate with a massage.
There was wrestling sectionals, high school wrestling sectionals, that is, around the state of Wisconsin yesterday, and the WIAA Division II Boys Sectional Wrestling Tournament was held yesterday in Wisconsin Dells. With more, here's Phil Nee.
Here's a look at how it went at the WIAA Wisconsin Dells Division II Sectional. Saturday's results included at 106 pounds, first place, Colin Fry of Evansville, taking second, Owen Dorshorst of Lodi, third place, Carson Bassett of Fenimore. The fourth place wrestler was Thomas Lomar of Broadhead Judah. At 113, Shane Rashan of Dodgeville is a champion. Had an exciting day on the day, getting a pin in the finals over Colton Bolig of Evansville, who finishes second. Coda Perney of Gaelectric Trempealeau, Melrose Mindoro is third. Hunter Reed of Prairie du Chien finishes in fourth place. At 120, first place Colton Koss of Gaelectric Trempealeau, Melrose Mindoro. Second place is Ethan Haiti. He was pinned by Koss in the championship round, and then Ethan fell to second place. The third place wrestler, Briar Caves, with a medical forfeit, did not wrestle Ethan in the consolation round. Cade Birchman of Fenimore finishes fourth. At 126, Blake Endress of Belleville Monticello Nuglaris with a first place finish. Rhett Spurley Dodgeville was second. Evan Curtis of Cuba City Benton Southwestern finished third. Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville is the fourth place wrestler. At 132, first place for Sawyer Ostrom of Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards. Second place, Caleb Wiseman of Adams Friendship, taking third and going to state. Bryce Buxton of Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Race Howlett of Evansville finishes fourth at 132. At 138, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville takes first place. Mason Hurd of Prairie du Chien second. Nathan Johnson Dodgeville is third and headed to state. And Connor Breimeyer of Cuba City Benton Southwestern is fourth. At 144, Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville continues his amazing season. Undefeated again after a big day of wrestling and takes first place, followed by Hudson Sebesta Opelt of Nielsville Greenwood Loyal, third place wrestler Oliver Harkus, Belmont Platteville. Mason Schulte of River Valley is the fourth place wrestler at 144. At 150, top three going to state. First place, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk. Second place, Braden Dorshorst of Lodi. Third place, Siler Zansevich of Fenimore. And the fourth place wrestler, Tom Heiser of Evansville. At 157 pounds, Danny Heiser of Evansville is the champion. Second place wrestler, Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien. Gunnar Johnson of GET Melrose Mindoro is third. And the fourth place wrestler is Tyler Kissimore of Belmont Platteville. At 165, first place Tristan Stelt of Fenimore. Second place, Landon Bush, Cuba City Benton Southwestern. Third place, Jacob Luchterhand of Nielsville Greenwood Loyal. And fourth place, Kaysen Helwig of Belleville Monticello Nuglaris. At 175, Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida is the champion. Landon Heitmeyer of Portage and Nathan Blaschke finish out the weight class. Fourth place wrestler was Riker Swenson of Belleville Monticello Nuglaris. At 190, It was a win for Hayden Gillen. He had an amazing day, taking first place from Austin Nacita. Trey Udelhoven of Belleville, Monticello Nuglaris is second. Jordan Perkins, Wautoma Wild Rose is third. Blake Brickle of River Valley finishes fourth, just out of the running for state. 215, Blake Theory of Prairie du Chien is the champion. Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk is second. Aaron Dunnigan of GET Merrill's Windoro is third. And Mason Mondorano of Belmont Platteville finishes fourth. And at heavyweight, first place, Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien. Also moving on, Dalton Wolf of Fenimore, Jackson Meyer of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal, and the fourth place wrestler is Caden Drake of Darlington Blackhawk. Certainly some great results on the day, some very good wrestling in Wisconsin Dells. Fenimore had the most points in terms of the team score with 99. Prairie du Chien second, 81.5. Evansville was third. Dodgeville fourth. And GET Merrill's Windoro was fifth of the teams that were here. Total of 27 teams at the Wisconsin Dells sectional. Reporting for WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Thanks, Phil. Also, area wrestlers took part in the Division III sectional wrestling tournament at Westby yesterday. With a report on that, here's Bill Twining.
The area Division III sectional wrestling tournament was held Saturday at Westby High School. The top three individuals in each weight class move on to the state tournament, which begins this coming Thursday. Mineral Point led the way with eight state qualifiers. Aquinas has seven. Iowa Grand Highland 5 after the Division III sectional on Saturday. Both Riverdale and Lancaster will advance three wrestlers onto state. Moving two wrestlers each are Ithaca Weston, North Crawford Seneca, Pecatonica Argyle, and Parkview Albany. And the following schools will have one wrestler each at state: Cashton, DeSoto, Royal Waniwak Center, Westby, Independence Gilmanton, Pittsville, and Westfield. The SWAL Conference had 9 of the 14 sectional champions on Saturday, and 19 total wrestlers qualify for state. The Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference will have 9 wrestlers at the state tournament. Here's how things went by weight class at the Westby Division III sectional. At 106 pounds, the champion is freshman Memphis Burkhalter of Mineral Point. Lincoln Stanick of Aquinas is the runner-up, and William Cradiville of Lancaster third. Freshman James Schramm of Riverdale just missed, finishing fourth at the sectional. At 113 pounds, the champion, senior Jaron Grimslet of North Crawford Seneca, runner-up Brendan Rick of Royal Waniwak Center, and third place goes to Clayton Geyer of Westby. The 120-pound sectional champion is Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, who picked up his 200th career win in the championship match. He is a defending state champion going back to state. Liam Carey of Mineral Point finished second. He is a freshman. And Martez Sheard, another freshman from Aquinas, is third, just ahead of Boscobel Wazika Steuben sophomore Ashton Udelhoven, who finished in fourth place just outside of the state tournament. At 126 pounds, the champion Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, runner-up Trevor Paulson of Aquinas, and third place to Parker Milsna of Cashton, who finished just ahead of senior Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland, who placed fourth. At 132, the state qualifiers are champion Roger Fleege of Aquinas, runner-up Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, and third place to Elliot Kite of Mineral Point, who was a late addition to the sectional after finishing out of the running at the Super Regional. He was added and will be making his second trip to the state tournament. 138, Brody Meese of Riverdale is the champion, will be making his third trip to the state tournament. Runner-up Grant Klimick of Independence Gilmanton. Third place to Sammy Springer of Mineral Point, just ahead of the top finisher from Brookwood, Drew Powell, who placed fourth and is out of the running. At 144, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point wins the championship. He'll make his fourth trip to state. The runner-up Mason Grosskreutz of Westfield. Third place to Rayson Schooley of Pittsville. The 150-pound sectional champion from Saturday, sophomore Jacob Dannenberg of Mineral Point. Runner-up is Trevor Paulson of Aquinas, and third place goes to Brock Hinderman of Iowa Grand Highland, who finished ahead of fourth-place finisher Ashton Bennett, a junior from Ithaca Weston, who is on the outside. At 157, the champion Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland, runner-up Poinette's Ashton Meister, third-place Aquinas' Waylon Hargrove, freshman Sawyer Dannenberg of Mineral Point placed fourth in that weight class. 165, the champion Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, runner-up and making his second trip to state is senior Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Third place goes to Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. At 175, the sectional champion is Cade Rule of Mineral Point, who will make his fourth trip to state. Seth Greener of DeSoto is the runner-up. Third place goes to Nolan Hankey of Lancaster. He finishes just ahead of senior Jackson McGuire of Iowa Grand Highland, who placed fourth. At 190, the champion, Iowa Grand Highland's Gavin Hinderman. The runner-up is Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, a senior, and third place to Nolan Wolf of Lancaster. The 215-pound champion Saturday at the Westby Division III sectional is Tyson Martin of Aquinas, second place to Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany, who lost his first match of the season in the sectional final, and third place goes to junior Sawyer Swigum of North Crawford Seneca. And at 285, the champion Grant Matthews of Riverdale, who won his 100th match in the final, he'll be making his second trip to state. Bodie Brockhoff of Iowa Grand Highland is second, and Will Floatmeyer of Aquinas third. A number of seniors bowed out of the tournament, ended their high school career at the sectional on Saturday, include Chase McGuire and Talon Childs of Riverdale, Mac Neep of Ithaca Weston, Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca, Kasten Gazda of Brookwood, both Peyton Krager and Justin Obert of DeSoto, three wrestlers from Royal Waniwak Center, Garrett Dragan, Jackson Bender, and Samson Degner, Jaden Geyer of Westby, four from Iowa Grand Highland, Lucas Christensen, Aiden Bedward, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Degenhart, and two wrestlers from Mineral Point, Lennon Ewert and Matt Orrit. Individually, from the area schools, again, moving on to state for Riverdale, Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, and Grant Matthews. For Ithaca Weston, Nolan Waldner and Caden Coleman. From North Crawford Seneca, state qualifiers Jared Grimslet and Thomas Frosty. From Mineral Point, eight of them, Memphis Burkhalter, Liam Carey, Sammy Springer, Rowan Carey, Jacob Dannenberg, Emmett Collins, Cade Rule, and Elliot Kite. Moving on to state from Cashton, Parker Milsna. From DeSoto, Seth Greeno. State qualifiers from Royal Waniwak Center, Brendan Rick. From Westby, Clayton Geyer. From Lancaster, three of them all finished third at the sectional, William Cradiville, Nolan Hankey, and Nolan Wolf. And from Iowa Grand Highland, five, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Gavin Hinderman, and Bodie Brockhoff. Iowa Grand Highland also has three wrestlers in the four slot who must be ready if they get the call. They are Lucas Christensen, Jackson McGuire, and Tucker Degenhart. All three are seniors. The state wrestling tournament begins Thursday afternoon, 2 o'clock. The Division I and girls tournaments kick underway. And a Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, an earlier start this year for Divisions 2 and 3. For Kirk Layer and David Wormand for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also yesterday, there was boys high school basketball going on, and only a couple area teams played yesterday, and that included Mineral Point, who took on Marshall, and Mineral Point came out ahead and won 69-43 over Marshall. And the other area team, Holman, beat Toma by a score of 70-47. Carter McCrary had season-high points and a double-double to lead the Wisconsin women's basketball team to a 73-68 victory against Northwestern on Senior Day at the Kohl Center this afternoon. McCrary provided 22 points for the Badgers in addition to 11 rebounds. The Badgers shot 7 of 13 from the three-point line and finished with 22 assists as a unit. Ronnie Porter led the team in assists with 8, accounting for 10 points and 6 rebounds as well. Sarah Williams added 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. UW notched their fourth conference win of the season in the process. In Big Ten women's basketball, that was played today. Other games include number 3 UCLA beating Iowa 67-65. It was number 8 Ohio State over Purdue 98-46, and Michigan State beat Indiana by a score of 73-65. In men's college basketball today, I have one score to pass along from the Big Ten, and Indiana upset number 13 Purdue by a score of 73-58. Last night in Big Ten action, Nate Biddle had 23 points, and Jackson Shellstead made a desperation three to force overtime as Oregon beat number 11 Wisconsin 77-73. Biddle, a 7-foot center, scored 6 points in overtime to help snap Wisconsin's 5-game winning streak. Shellstad scored 13 points as the Ducks extended their winning streak to 4 games. John Tanji had 22 points for Wisconsin. Steve Kroll allowed 12. Shellstad hit his game-tying shot with 12 seconds left in regulation from several feet behind the 3-point arc. Wisconsin's Max Klesmit missed a jumper to send the game to overtime, tied at 66. And yesterday in Big Ten men's basketball action, number 3 Duke beat Illinois 110-67. Iowa beat Washington 85-79, and it was Penn State over Minnesota 69-60. And in the WEAC conference for state action, Oshkosh beat Stout 75-51. It was Whitewater over Eau Claire 80-65. La Crosse beat Stevens Point 74-60. And Platteville beat River Falls by a score of 85-44. NBA action today. The Bucks are in action against the Heat, and they're playing at Milwaukee. Right now it's in the first quarter with 4:27 left, and the Bucks are leading the Heat by a score of 18-17. Also in Major League Baseball spring training action today, the Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies by a score of 6-1. Tomorrow the Brewers will be taking on the Seattle Mariners. And Manuel Margot has signed a minor league deal with the Milwaukee Brewers that includes an invitation to major league camp. The move gives the Brewers some more outfield depth as they deal with an injury to Blake Perkins that likely will keep him out until May. Perkins has a fractured shin. The 30-year-old Margot batted .238 with a .289 on-base percentage, 4 homers, 31 RBIs, and 5 steals in 129 games with the Minnesota Twins last season. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's #1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates.
Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland, miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
WRCO 100.9.
Slip on my boots, pour coffee in my coffee cup. Got a 12-hour shift and I'm staring down. Loan at the bank for a piece of ground and it's due. I do it all for you. Sometimes I wanna point these wheels out.
Kiss the slow dances in the rain, but you got my heart beating fast. Yeah, where this is going, baby, I can't say. Every time you leave me, I just want you to stay. But I gotta know where you stand. Like the dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you. Like a sailboat, wishing for the wind to blow. gotta make your move. Like a dry ground, waiting for the rain to fall down. I'm a July sky, you're a bottle rocket, I'm waiting on you. Like a sailboat, wishing for the wind to blow. Like a
from 2017, Lindsay L. with Waiting on You. Man, she's been waiting a long time. That's about, what, 2017? That's about 8 years. Apparently, she's still waiting on you, so you better go there before she gets too old. But yeah, anyways, great song there by Lindsay L. on Country and Community WRCO. Remember to tune in tonight to Old Country with Bo Hendricks. In fact, keep it tuned here for that. We'll be bringing you some great classic music for your entertainment, and that's from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
My name is Bonnie Jones, and I would like to invite you to come worship at Willow Valley United Methodist Church. My husband and I moved to the area 4 years ago and began looking for a church. Willow Valley was one of the friendliest churches that we encountered, and we decided to make it our church home. After some time there, we came to realize that many of the members were related to each other. Although we were not even from Wisconsin, this church made us feel like family. If you are looking for a church where you can be welcome like family, come check us out. at Willow Valley in beautiful downtown Ithaca. I hope to see you there.
Open up. It's the DNR.
Pop, wake up. It's the DNR at the door.
Holy wah. Remnar, whatever you're doing, stop it.
But I ain't done nothing yet. Deer hunting don't open till tomorrow.
Well, let him in.
Hello. You can call me Ranger Tom.
Oh, that wasn't me taking a shot at that buck I saw tonight. And that bang was just the Jimmer firing.
Boom-bidi-boom!
No, I'm not here for that. I'm here because I just saw lights and heard voices up on your ridge.
Could you tell what they said?
Not at first. But then I used my little Orphan Annie's spy decoder ring to decipher the message.
What'd they say?
They said to come see Escanaba in the Moonlight on Friday, March 14th and Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 16th at 2 p.m. Just $10 admission.
A crummy commercial. Son of a bit. Skit.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
100.9 WRCO.
I'm glad you picked up the phone. Yeah, I know that we both agreed we'd leave each other alone. We're just wasting our time. We know it ain't right. There's no going back. But having said that,
That was Trent Willman on Country and Community, and that song was On Again Tonight. And it's time for me to get off from work again tonight. Yes, the end of my shift, and for another great Sunday. I was glad each and every one of you made WRCO part of your day and kept me company through late this morning into this early evening. And I want to thank you, like I say, for listening to WRCO, and hope you have a great rest of your night. And I'll be back again tomorrow. I'll be back on at around 5:20 tomorrow afternoon. I'll have the sports, and I will be on with some more music right before high school basketball. A piece of information I did want to pass along before I head out from the WRCO Lost and Found Department. A golden retriever spaniel mixed dog that was lost in the Buena Vista area. And the dog had a leash, and the dog is a rescue dog. And if you, and actually the dog was lost around in the Jaeger Lane and Valley Road area, and the name of the dog is Shelly. So if you find Shelly, please give a call to 608-501-5380. So if you do find her, please give a call. I'm sure the owners will be very happy to receive your phone call. And as I said, I'll be back on tomorrow with that. And then also tomorrow morning, be sure to tune in as Phil Nee will be bringing you the Light in the Milk House show. And Phil has his great brand of entertainment. He'll have trivia, sports, be talking about the day's events, maybe having a joke or two for you. And you'll even have Hank in the studio. You'll have in the roundup. So be sure to listen to that tomorrow. Light in the Milk House show starting at 5 o'clock tomorrow with your host, Phil Nee. And to take us up to Old Country Time, which is on until midnight tonight, so stay tuned for that, Hard to Love by Lee Brice. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and please stay safe.
Sensitive. I have a tendency to pay more attention to the things that I need. Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love. She loved me good. Yeah. I am a short fuse. I am a wrecking ball, crashing into your heart like I do. You're like a Sunday morning, full of grace and full of Jesus. I wish that I could be more like. I'm hard to love, hard to love. No, I don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me. Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need.